the sophomore, just a phenomenal job on the hill today. Kilholm working quickly. Grounder to Crawford. Crawford gloves, throws, and that's been the easiest retiring of Warren Bovey all day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good pitch by Kale. Get a grounder out of that.
I'm going to say that Bovey had tripled and scored a run in the first. Fly out to center in the second, but then singled in the fourth. And was caught between first and second. Pitch one. Missed against Aiden Rickle. The sophomore who's into pitch now. Started out in center field. He's 2-for-3 on the day. Rickle sending one out to left and gloved there. Moving over for the second out of the inning, Alan Minan. So Cale Holm working very quickly here, minimizing pitches. Brings up Axel Teagles. Teagles on a walk in the first. RBI single in the second. Ground out last time up in the fifth. 8-3 McDonald. Here on WOGO. Sam Aberley, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Home bullet throw to first, and that's the out recorded.
Wow.
Pickoff attempt, and I'll excuse myself, too. I miscalled that as Rickle actually had advanced to first and then picked off there. So that is the second out of the inning. Big swing and a miss for Axel Teagles, the senior. Again, 426 hitter. So Rickle aboard with the single, and then the beautiful pickoff from Cale Holm to Ryan Smiski. 0-1 pitch gets away from Grant Smiski there behind the plate, but again, with no runner aboard, no worries. Two away, McDonald leading 8-3 here at Casper Park. Gannon Field in Chippewa Falls. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Cale Holm against Axel Teagles here. One ball, two strikes, two outs. McDonald leading 8-3 here. Top of the seventh at home at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Holm, the 1-2 pitch. Missed outside. Two balls, two strikes, and Axel Teagles. Two away here. Holm, the pitch, low inside. Count has worked full. Three balls, two strikes. Axel Teagles in a battle here against Cale Holm, the senior against the McDonald sophomore. 8-3 lead here for McDonald. Holm, the payoff pitch. Tipped just a bit. It was a big swing and a miss, but he must have just got a piece of that.
I didn't hear it.
I sure didn't either. But
I mean, we are wearing
So we'll do it again. 3-2 pitch from Holm. Popped up. Long run over and out of play for Alan Minan as he headed over from left trying to make a play on that one. We'll do it again at three balls and two strikes with two outs here in the top of the seventh. McDonald leading 8-3. Holm straightens the cap. Standing back in, Axel Teagles from the right. The Hornets senior, the third baseman. Payoff pitch again, low and in the dirt, and Teagles earns a walk. Brings up Connor Roth, the senior shortstop. So second baseman are aboard of the inning for Cadott. Connor Roth. Fly out to right in the first, a single, RBI single in the second. Walked, but was left stranded at second base in the fifth. Now with a runner at first base, Cale Holm comes home with the pitch. Missed inside, 1-0.
Timmy, I could tell he's getting a little more vocal down there, a little excitement.
Swing and
there.
A miss. One ball, one strike. Yeah, well, you can maybe hear on our crowd my head coach Tim Riemenschneider calling out instructions to his second baseman, Isaac Crawford, the freshman. Runner at first, two away, one ball, one strike. Connor Roth. Again, pickoff attempt almost there from Cale Holm as Teagles dives back into the bag. It's sophomores there have something going with Holm and Smisky in that pickoff. One ball, one strike. In there for a strike. Grant Smisky, a little nod of the glove there to Cale Holm for a great pitch. One ball, two strikes now with two away and a runner at first. McDonald leading 8-3 here. The pitch, called strike three, punch him out, and that'll end the game for McDonald and end the losing streak as well. The Max knock off Cadott and their ace, Warren Bovey. Your final score from Casper here in Chippewa Falls, your McDonald Central Max 8, the Cadott Hornets 3. Don't go away. We've got a lot coming up here in our WOGO postgame show here from Casper. McDonald moves to 4-11 on the season, 2-9. The Western Clover Belt Cadott falls to 5-10, 3-7 in conference play. We'll get you the highlights. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider. We'll look ahead to our WOGO sports schedule as well. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. McDonald wins it 8-3.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including Check Law Office, Culver's of Lake Halley, and Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry.
Well, looking forward to talking with head coach Tim Riemenschneider after this one. We'll go post-game here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com for live streaming. We'll get a podcast of this one up later. You can share it to your heart's content to relive McDonald coming back from three down to score eight unanswered against the Cadott Hornets. McDonald battling against the ace pitcher for Cadott, Warren Bovey, who was, as advertised, struck out nine max batters. But just the patience here, Seth Smiskey, is McDonald. Again, early on in this game, you probably would not have picked McDonald to win this game. And to be blunt, knowing you were facing Warren Bovey, you probably were saying, hey, we're playing him today and Thursday. Let's get the one on Thursday. And, yeah, the players had different ideas here on senior night as they score eight unanswered runs to win this one by five.
Yep, they just, I think we only had two hits against Warren, but we were able to score four or five runs. Well, he had four runs when he was pitching. So we had people on base. So when we did get those two hits, we were able to score three. And but then just a heck of a night by Eli, timely hitting by Joe Liebrandt, and just some good clean fielding, by Cooper out there at short, and just some plays that kind of went our way with a couple pickoffs. And we didn't have the pass balls that Cadott had that allowed them to score some runs too. So just a really good clean game and some just did enough to weather the storm and get through that and then open things up a little bit.
Again, Cadott 5-10 now in the season, 3-7 the Western Clover Belt. And they lost at home to Bloomer 27-9 on Friday in a game that kind of got away from them. But they also scored 20-plus runs twice this season. You'd believe it when you saw some of those bats and the gaudy batting averages. And Warren Bovey, again, who's just a phenomenal baseball player in all aspects, too. That leadoff triple that almost went out of here at Casper. He ended up scoring the run. And, again, it started out from the very beginning as Bovey tripled, scored a run, and McDonald, as they subbed out, Eli Stepp came in, bases loaded situation, ended up stranding all three base runners there, too. Again, they minimized the damage. Could have been a lot worse than 1-0 heading into the bottom of the first. Instead, it was 1-0, and then it was 3-0 after two. But again, they didn't let things spiral out of control, didn't let things unravel here, and going into the bottom of the second inning, McDonald was down 3-0. Got one back, and 3-1. Put up a zero in the third for Cadott. Got one back again, 3-2 after three. And when you look at this box score here, one in the first for Cadott, two in the second, and then five straight shutout innings for the McDonald defense, whereas McDonald on the other side, as we mentioned, after three, they're down 3-2. They go ahead in the fourth. We'll hear that Joe Liebrandt highlight. Went ahead 4-3, never looked back, didn't score a run in the fifth, had some opportunities, but then playing four in a big sixth inning, didn't have to come up to bat in the seventh and win this one 8-3.
Yeah, just a great testament to Eli and some solid pitching and the defense backing him up and just getting some guys on the bases, just allowing some things to happen for us.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, too, again, Warren Bovey's just phenomenal. We mentioned this, a .708 ERA, 70 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds innings coming into this game, up to 79 strikeouts now. He was fantastic, but the McDonald batters stayed in, worked to get their way on base, and again scored four runs, took the lead before Bovey exited, and then had that big sixth inning as well too, but gave themselves a chance to again put the game out of reach in the 6-2, and they did it against one of the best pitchers in the conference, one of the best pitchers in the region.
Mm-hmm. And getting those runs in the sixth there, knowing that you were facing the top of their lineup with a new pitcher, was really nice. Kept my heart rate down a little bit. So, just things going our way tonight, and hopefully we can keep it going. And I think, some of the bats have been starting to come alive here the past few games. And if we could get, like, Ryan and Mason hitting the ball a little bit, I think we could really start plating some runs.
Again, you want to be peaking at the right time with playoffs on the doorstep. This would be the time. Mm-hmm. Give us 3 minutes. We'll step out. Again, thanking our advertisers here. We'll catch up with head coach Tim Riemenschneider, who's raking the infield right now. But we've got some highlights to bring you as well. So give us 3 minutes, and we'll come back to conclude the WOGO postgame show here on WOGO Sports, live from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls as McDonald wins at 8-3. We're back in three here on WOGO Radio.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back. Our WOGO post game here on WOGO Sports. We'll talk hopefully with head coach Tim Riemenschneider shortly. Got the highlights queued up for you as well. And we just saw Grant Smiski come into the booth here, get a post game hug from his dad, and I think they're headed to Dairy Queen as well.
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
But man, just seeing again, I know Grant just cares a lot about baseball, loves baseball. I think got it from his grandpa, right? And,
yes.
And just loves the game, and just almost this. And Grant smile, kind of that relief too, right? To see this coming together. There's obviously athletes talent on this team, but a 9-game losing streak is tough, and to be able to break it here on senior night in a comeback win against a phenomenal ace pitcher, I think just saying, wow, okay, it's so nice to finally get one here.
For sure, for sure.
Head coach Tim Riemenschneider will join us now here at McDonald post game, as we have proven once and for all that we are not bad luck. When we broadcast, McDonald baseball head coach Tim Riemenschneider joins us. Coach, senior night, congratulations. 8 unanswered runs after trailing 3-0. What a victory here tonight.
Oh, it was a good feeling. The kids are so excited, and it happened on senior night, so it was awesome. It was a good feeling. I think it's 7 in a row we lost. So this W means a lot to the kids.
Coach, again, here, so many people contributing in a victory, too, against a phenomenal pitcher in Warren Bovey. I mean, just as advertised. But two that really stood out here today. We'll start with Eli Stepp. Again, jumping in early in this game and bases loaded situation, I believe, at that time. I know he left the bases stranded. They are just ate up all those innings, did a fantastic job dueling with Bovey. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what Eli did today, but also how about one of your seniors, Joe Liebrandt, with 3 RBIs today?
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, Joe puts the ball in play. He got the nice hits today. He got the RBIs. That's awesome. It couldn't happen to a better kid. Eli, he's pitched a couple times and done well for us, and he knew that if Bussy struggled at all, he'd be coming in quick, and he took the challenge on, and he pitched a great game. Warren's a phenomenal pitcher. I mean, it's just awesome. One, to get some hits on him. Two, to pick up a win on him is even amazing. And Eli came out, and he fought for us, and he got, I'm going to say, probably 2 more innings than I thought he would get, but he did a great job.
Coach, senior night here, and again, so great to see the parents before the game, too. Talk about your 3 seniors, Miles Flanagan, Joe Liebrandt, and Liam Irwin, and great to see Miles out there in uniform and get to start the game at first base, too. And I believe we heard over the PA as well, too, hasn't missed a practice, hasn't missed a game, despite the fact that, you know, has to have a broken heart with missing so much of his senior season athletically with that injury. But what a great young man.
Oh, he is. Miles is a class act, and you know, he's kind of the leader. He was, the kids kind of circle around him, and he's a good kid, and the guys listen to him and look up to him. And the fact that he showed up to every practice and every game, knowing he wasn't really going to be able to play at all this year, is just a credit to his character and his family and his parents that raised him. He's a great kid. Joe is a 4-year varsity starter. I've only been here 2 years now, and Joe gives you everything he's got. He worked hard in the off season. And today it was able to shine, and the good Lord blessed him today, and it was awesome to see it. Liam is new to the ball club. This is his first year that he played for the Max. He played some ball in his past when he was younger, but another good kid, glad to have the numbers. He's been getting his reps down at the JV, but we brought him up for varsity for now and now through the playoffs.
Well, Coach, again, speaking of the playoffs, too, again, great to get some momentum, and hopefully that losing streak turns into a winning streak now as well, too. It starts with the first one here, but, again, building toward the postseason here as you're in the stretch run, kind of the apex of the regular season here. What are you looking for from your team? Because this sure seems like a great foundation, what we saw here today.
Absolutely. I mean, we're practicing every time hard, every day that we do practice, and working on the little things, make the play and take care of little things. The big things will take care of themselves. And tonight we talk, we bend, you know, it's okay to bend, not break. And tonight we had a couple times, like you were saying, bases loaded and we left, they only got 1 run. That was huge. We bent, but we didn't break. And that's kind of our mentality. And no lead's too big to come back on. And any lead we have is not big enough. And we're just fighting. And they know that, you know, we've had a lot of bumps along the way, but, We're ready, we're working hard, and we just hope that we can keep the momentum going.
Well, Coach, it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time today and throughout the season. Not sure yet where the postseason holds, but it's sure been a pleasure covering McDonald baseball, and great to see a victory here on Senior Night.
All right, appreciate it, Caleb. Thank you.
That's head coach Tim Riemann-Schneider of McDonald. Let's listen to how this game sounded, your postgame highlights here on WOGO as McDonald wins it 8-3. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the freshman Wellner. Sophomore Eli Stepp, the pitch, swing and a miss. Punch him out, whiffing. Eli Stepp, a big strikeout for McDonald. The senior steps back in from the right side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Eli Stepp looking for his 2nd punch out of the game. The pitch, called strike 3. Eli Stepp sends him down looking for the first out of the inning. And surveying, Eli Stepp takes a hard shot right off the thigh, still picks it up, throws to first in time.
All right.
Eli Stepp took one right off the leg and somehow still got up and made the play. That's toughness personified right there, Eli
Absolutely.
Stepp. Balls, 2 strikes.
Eli's really working fast. He's not messing around.
Payoff pitch. Called strike 3. Eli Stepp, his 3rd K of the day. And that's the second out of the inning. A little high. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. Step the 1-2 pitch, swinging strike three. Punch out number four of the afternoon for Eli Stepp, the sophomore.
That is just such a big out with Ward coming to the plate.
One out, one on. That's Warren Bovey at first base. In a 3-2 ball game, McDonald trails by one. Line drive toward Crawford. Tags the runner. Throws to first. Double play. The freshman to the sophomore. Crawford to Smisky. Tags the leadoff runner out. Guns it to first. And McDonald holds Cadott without a run here in the fourth. We'll step out and be back. Trailing 2-1. But up to bat. One ball, one strike here with one out. Joe Liebrandt with runners at second and third in a 3-2 ball game. McDonald trailing by one. Liebrandt, a hard line shot, and it hits grass right in front of the right fielder. One run is in. The other one rounding third. Smisky coming in hard to the plate. McDonald takes the lead as Smisky slides in underneath the tag. And Joe Liebrandt on senior night, a 2-RBI go-ahead single.
All right. You called it, Caleb. Awesome. Just enough of a hit to drop in between. And
McDonald with the lead. Eli Stepp will look over at the runner at first. Runner goes. Grant Smisky guns it to second. Throw, tag, in time. Nice. He's out. Grant Smisky, the cannon from behind the plate, and Crawford covering the bag beautifully applies the tag. And Nordstrom caught stealing. No thievery here at Casper. H&R Electric, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, call H&R Electric at 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max.
This could possibly be Eli's last battery phase.
2-2 pitch, punch him out.
Oh, no.
Eli Stepp. That is his fifth strikeout of the game. One ball, no strikes on Joe Liebrandt, the McDonald senior. With McDonald leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Liebrandt drives one right past the pitcher, gets past second base, rounding third, heading toward home is Minen. The throw's not going to be in time. Minen slides in, and how about 3 RBIs on senior night for Joe Liebrandt? McDonald leads 5-3.
He couldn't ask for a much better night for Joe there. Just another one, just straight back at the pitcher right up the middle. And another RBI.
Second in scoring position, one run in already for McDonald here in the bottom of the sixth. Cale Holm awaits. Drives one past the bag at third, and rounding third and heading in to score will be Joe Liebrandt. Cale Holm heads to second. An RBI double for Cale Holm for his first hit of the day.
That was just going to wait. I think Graham would have to disagree with that one, but hey, now he's got to do something here.
All right, 1-2. With runners at second and third, one away. Smisky, chopper along the third base line. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Safe at home, Cale Holm. Runners at first and third as Grant Smisky looked to ground into a fielder's choice, but the chopper held up the third baseman just in time, and a great slide by Cale Holm. Maybe knocked the ball a little loose, I'm not sure, but it's 7-3 McDonald. Bovey had 9 strikeouts on the day, but did surrender the lead to McDonald. Runner goes, the pitch, driven right back to the shortstop. Runner's going to score, and how about Mason Bussey legging it out? And safe at first, Mason Bussey, an RBI single.
Yeah, I think the shortstop, he took a look at home, and he's like, nope, I'm not going to make that. So by the time he got to throwing it to first base, Mason beat out the throw. So
for a strike. Grant Smisky, a little nod of the glove there to Cale Holm for a great pitch. One ball, two strikes now with two away and a runner at first. McDonald leading 8-3 here. The pitch, called strike three, punch him out, and that'll end the game for McDonald and end the losing streak as well. The Max knock off Cadott and their ace, Warren Bovey. Your final score from Casper here in Chippewa Falls, your McDonald Central Max 8, the Cadott Hornets 3. Don't go away, we've got a lot coming up. Well, that's how it sounded here on WOGO Radio 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. I think we were due in a lot of ways, Seth Smisky, for one thing, due for a beautiful day here with some of the weather, but also these Max boys do as well to put it all together in a great game, a comeback win on senior night, down 3-0, end up winning it 8-3 here over a quality Cadott team, and hopefully that's some great momentum to take them down the stretch here in the regular season and into the tournament as well.
Yeah, you never know how things are going to play out, but you know what? Hey, what better way to get things rolling? And if we can build some momentum off this and take it to our next game and then into the playoffs, hey, why not? And it seems like some things are kind of starting to fall into place a little bit, but we shall see.
Next game out for McDonald will be on the road at Cadott on Thursday, then scheduled to take on Shell Lake and Columbus Catholic. Again, we've seen plenty of games kind of canceled. There was supposed to be one against Neillsville Granton yesterday, too, but that's at least originally what was on the schedule here for McDonald. Our next broadcast will be Thursday afternoon, scheduled weather permitting, for a great non-conference matchup. Rick Byers, McDonald Lady Max, that got a great extra innings win 5-4 over Baldwin-Woodville today. They will take on the Elk Mound Mounders, and now another very talented team. That'll be Thursday at 4:40 p.m. with myself and April Newton on the call, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Then scheduled for our regular season baseball and softball finale, Chi-High Baseball, 3:10 p.m. in a doubleheader against Wausau West. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob on the call here on WOGO Sports on Friday afternoon. That is on at tournament time. And so, again, all of those things always a little bit in flux depending on seedings and matchups and locations and all of that, but expecting to see some softball action here on the radio on WOGO, and stay tuned for Max TV as well as Chi-High and McDonald softball start their playoff journey on May 21st. Seth, it's been a lot of fun this year, and I don't know for sure how things are shaking out for the postseason. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see this McDonald team again too if things work out well, but if not, thank you so much for joining us, and it's been great to have some regular season Max baseball back on the air here on WOGO. It's been a bit, and very grateful for the chance to make it happen.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. And I know people, I've had several people come up and say, hey, we, you know, heard you guys on the radio. So yeah, it is cool that people get to listen to the games, you know, if they can't be here or whatever. So yeah, no, thank you guys for carrying Max baseball, and I know everybody in the Max community really appreciates all you guys do at WOGO, so yeah, thank
you
very much.
We love being part of the Max family, too, and looking forward again to this regular season ending strong, and hopefully a great tournament run for our McDonald boys and girls as well. Thank you again to Sam Averly back at the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly as our producer and board operator. Thank you so much to all of the advertisers, the local businesses that make it possible for us to do this here. You hear their commercials on the air and on the podcast. Please thank them, patronize their businesses whenever you're able to, and let them know how much you appreciate their support of local sports here on WOGO. For Seth Smisky, I'm Caleb Swenson saying so long from Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final scores: the McDonald Max 8, the Cadott Hornets 3. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.